Hey, it's Aaron from aaronsnotes.com again. Fat is the queen of sea cows. Yeah, this is day 3, and I am still recording, and I have not yet released days 1 or 2 because I'm so fucking busy. What is wrong with how the world works that shit just kind of all figures out how to happen at the exact goddamn time? I'm so fucking busy at work, and I was gonna be super busy anyway, but then fucking some other shit happened where now it's really hard for me to get help, and the people I could probably get help from are also super busy. And the thing that I need help on, I got, from, I don't know, twice removed boss and shit. It's extremely frustrating. You guys don't give a shit about that. This is what you give a shit about, is my fucking gut. I still haven't had a chance to fucking get to the place that I need a way into, because I'm so fucking busy. I'm trying to think about, I need to look at their hours again. I might be able to go in tomorrow after work, or maybe I can cut out at lunch, but I'm pretty sure I can't get there before work, because I go to work before they do. Goddamn. On the bright side, I have been following pretty much to a T this program. When I say pretty much to a T, yesterday I had some adult beverages. We recorded the podcast, Three Guys That I Do. And that, you know, is the thing. And I had me a couple of brewskis, a couple of John Barleycorns. I don't know, whatever. And you know, that's probably not good. I did have Guinness, which is a lower calorie beer. Beer isn't really known to be high on protein, so I guess of the all beer, this is probably considered high on it. Although, you can probably think of considerably other beers that would, well, fucking whatever. Yeah, so the meals haven't been going terribly. I've been getting, I get really hungry, and then I just coast into my next meal, and then I get really hungry and coast into the next meal, and then I go to bed, and when I wake up, I'm really hungry, which is to be expected. But to be honest with you, I think this is going to end up balancing out at some point, because I've just been eating so terribly. And you know, the last time that I lost weight, I wasn't eating terribly. I was eating really well. And actually, I haven't been eating that terribly lately. I had a few pockets. So I've had some bad weekends. That's where it usually gets me, is the weekends. That's where, like, next Monday, if I can catch the fuck up on my releases here, that's where it's gonna be like, oh, you can't do this. But I think I can. I'm pretty sure I can make it to the weekend, and everything will be fine. It's just, you know, usually it's like I get to the fucking Friday night, and then I drink a shitload, and that just leads into a series of bad decisions until, like, somewhere around, like, Sunday morning, I realize, oh, I've been making mistakes here. Yeah, and this weekend is going to be basically the proof is in the pudding. That's not to say that this is make or break, but this is, like, a hardcore test of my ability to go, nah, dude, seriously, because I'm going to a fucking strip club Friday night for like a porn star, a celebrity porn star fucking thing with a lot of my bros and like some coworkers, and actually I think I'm probably friends with everybody that's going, you know, varying levels. And it's always a fucking good time. The last time we went, I didn't have that great of a time because I was kind of under the weather and she was kind of gross. She was doing this thing with, like, her spit and fluids that was, like, I can only describe it as webbing. Like, from Spider-Man or Venom. Just webbing was happening, and it was attaching between different orifices, orifi. It was not fun. But that could be, I'm such a piece of shit, I'm such a scumbag, I would probably enjoy that were I not feeling ill. Or were I drinking, you know, a proper amount, but I was so ill I couldn't really drink, but this Friday night, I'm not really going to be able to drink. And, you know, people want to go out and grab food, I have to figure out how the fuck I'm going to time it so that I can have the meal on my meal plan so that I don't just go, oh, well, I'm too hungry, I better have this fucking Popeyes bullshit. Because that's not going to fucking cut it. I can't just go, okay, I'll have this fucking Popeyes. No, I can't do that, man. So, I don't know, maybe I'll have to go to work with, like, lunch and dinner. And then, like, before I ditch, eat the dinner. Or maybe, I don't know, man, I gotta fucking figure something out. And then, like, Sunday, I want to go hang out with my brother. He wants to start this fucking tradition. I think it's a great idea, but I can't just fucking do it because it's, like, a food thing again. And I can't fucking eat that. I can't eat, like, anything. I have to eat what's on the fucking plan. And it's so frustrating because I want to do it and I want to hang out. But if I hang out now, I'm going to be fucking bummed out that I can't eat what they're eating. And they're going to be bummed out for me because I can't fucking join in the festivities and I got to eat some goddamn steamed carrots or whatever the fuck. You know? Ugh. Why the fuck can't shit just be like, no, listen, everybody. The next 4 weeks, if it involves food or booze, leave me the fuck alone. Maybe that's what I'll have to do. But I kind of don't want to because I do want to enjoy this shit. But at the same time, I don't want to half-ass this fucking diet. Because when the diet's done, I need to figure out how to responsibly ease back into a correct diet so that I don't just rebound into a giant piece of shit diet that I like to do. Where it's just like, I'm gonna drink a fucking mountain of booze and fuck it, I'll order like 30 pizzas and eat them all tonight. Obviously I'm being facetious, but I mean, I think you get my drift. Alright, I'm a little salty. It's really not the diet's fault. It's just so fucking busy in my life right now and I can't get 5 fucking minutes to myself. So yeah, at least I got to work out today. I didn't get to do that yesterday. I think that wrapped up my saltiness. So it'll be really great when I can lose enough weight that it doesn't fucking hurt when I run, so I can run and enjoy it again. I used to just fucking clear my mind. There were days I have run for 2 hours and not thought about it, and got back and was tired as fuck, but then just drank like a couple glasses of water, and bam, I was good. God, I'd love to be there again. I don't think I can because I'm too old, but I would love to, if you can get halfway to that. Like, I can run for, like, 45 minutes and come back and drink, you know, a couple glasses of water and, you know, eat some food and at least not pass out immediately. That would be pretty cool. All right, well, we're coming up on it. So, thanks again for listening. AaronsNotes.com. This is Gut Loss Day 3.